Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cut, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rosemary Bao. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, May 27th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. We start with news out of Northwestern. The university held its annual undergraduate research and arts exposition at Norris. More than 200 students presented projects from American history to marine life. Students delivered 8 to 10 minute talks or showcased their posters. The expose wasn't just about sharing findings, it also helped students get feedback and explore future career paths. In Evanston, residents gathered at Fountain Square to honor fallen soldiers on Memorial Day. More than 100 people came together to pay their respects. Throughout the ceremony, speakers echoed the words, "All gave some gave all," to reflect their sacrifices made. Mayor Daniel Biss spoke at the ceremony, recognizing the courage of all those who gave their lives for the country. Turning to national news, President Trump says he plans to cancel all federal funding to Harvard University. That includes around $100 million in contracts. Since last month, the administration has frozen over $3.2 billion in grants and pushed to block Harvard from enrolling international students. Overseas in Liverpool, nearly 50 people were hurt after a car drove into crowds at a parade celebrating the city's Premier League title. Four children are among the injured. Police say the incident is not being treated as terrorism. A 50-year-old British man has been arrested. The UK Prime Minister called the incident, quote, appalling. That's all for today's Daily Cut from Evanston, Illinois. I'm Rosemary Bao. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 at 89.3 FM or wnurnews.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cut.